What if one simple daily practice could lower inflammation, boost your energy, and strengthen your immune system naturally? In this episode, we dive into the science and soul of grounding with Melissa Paul, founder of Well Grounded Home. Melissa shares her journey of following the universal signs that led her to create innovative grounding products designed to reconnect us with the Earth's energy. We'll explore what grounding really is and why it matters, the proven benefits it can bring to your health and vitality, the inspiring story behind Melissa's creations, and the science supporting them. Stay tuned through the conversation and be sure to check the show notes for more about Melissa and how you can experience grounding for yourself with her mats and sheets. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome, Melissa, to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman, and I am super excited to host you and have you here today. Valerie Woods so kindly told me about you on a phone call back in August, I believe. And for those of you who don't know Valerie, I'll just say she's an angel channel, intuitive, and medium who's been featured on the show several times. And I'll link her episodes in the show notes. I always love just to kind of talk about the connections and how we got to be here. So Melissa, I just want to say a big, big thank you, a gratitude for being here. And I'm excited to have you.
Thanks, Maureen. I'm excited to be here too. It's a great topic and I love your show.
Thank you. So Melissa, can we start with how the concepts and ideas came to you about forming a company offering grounding devices to the public? When we met, I thought it was pretty fascinating how this all came to be.
It tumbled in. Yeah, it's interesting. So I had read it's one of those things where you're down a rabbit hole. I was reading a book on a topic and I was watching an interview with this author. And she was talking about what she did, which was a type of bioenergy. And she mentioned that the biggest thing she was into right now was earthing. And so I didn't know that term, looked it up, probably late at night and just like ran down this rabbit hole of understanding what it was. And I understood it from grounding from the traditional perspective, because I come from an electrical background, a commercial construction background. So, but understanding that you could plug something in that would connect to ground and provide a health benefit, I was all in. I have chronic migraines. And so I think when you have a chronic condition, you're always on the outlook for like something new that's like not a drug base, not a powder base, not a, supplement something. It's just a natural solution. So I did a bunch of research. I ordered some products. And when I first got them, they're not very comfortable to use as like sleeping on them or whatever, but they were exceptionally effective. Like I felt the benefit like the first night that I slept on a grounding mat. And it was like the size of like a big mouse pad. And that's what it was made of, that material. It was like a mouse pad. I put it under my calves and I got in bed and one of my dogs actually put her wet nose on my shoulder on bare skin and she stayed motionless. Like, and I was like, she feels this, like she's noticing this and she just stayed there. So after that first night, I slept super well. And then I like got really into it. And one of the things that with all the products that I had ordered was the quality of the cords was not real great. The quality of the things, if you bought anything that had like silver, was really common to use as a conductive fabric, but the percentage of silver was low and silver degrades really quickly. So I knew that the mats were not going to be very long lasting. So I started to just figure out, like, I was like, this is junk, this is junk, this is junk. And we were all in shelter in place. And it was like, I had a lot of time on my hands. And so I just did this crazy amount of research. I have a lot of engineers in my family and they helped me redesign this cord so that it would be a higher safety. And I got a hold of a company in California to design the cord for me and manufacture it. And they have been doing the commercial space, the ESD world, it's electrostatic discharge, has been part of manufacturing for decades. And so ESD products are effectively grounding products, but they use it in order to protect electrical equipment from little shocks that they would get, you know, if you're standing and building up static all day. So my older brother had worked grounded for a lot of his career, but he didn't know any of the health benefits of it. Wow. And so it's just really interesting where the commercial understanding of grounding in a building, it's decades old. Like every modern building has a grounding plan to dissipate extra voltage through a ground system safely. It's part of the safety of our buildings. What we didn't realize is that ground rod also pulls electrons up through it and we can get a benefit. So not only can we discharge voltage. So perfect example, if people want to try this, is when you dump a basket full of laundry and it's all staticky, if you dump it on your grounding mat, the static dissipates into ground. So you pull your laundry apart and it doesn't have that static. So that's part of the health benefit, is you relieve that static buildup that we get, but we also receive electrons, and electrons reduce inflammation like a powerhouse. It's better than almost anything. And that's what you actually feel. Like you won't notice that you've dissipated like static discharge. You wouldn't really feel that. But what people that do feel it is, it's a very grounding energy. And that's the difference where I think calling it grounding versus earthing. I really think when they pulled earthing out, that they kind of made a mistake by calling it earthing. I think it, you know, there's that onomatopoeia, right? Where a word sounds like it is, you know? And so people feel more grounded when they sleep grounded. And so I think you don't feel more earthed. So switching and just, you know, I come from that traditional commercial background, you know, with, I was in construction. I built commercial buildings, you know, there were grounding, you know, systems in all of those. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So then how does that, I think when we met a few weeks back, just to initially meet, you also were talking about Gaia, Mother Earth, and the, I want to say the natural processes that when we go out barefoot, or can you talk a little bit about that as well?
And the great thing is like sleeping on a grounding mat is the same thing as walking barefoot on your healthy grass in your backyard, swimming in the ocean. Like a lot of people will have an experience where they'll have been on vacation and they'll have been swimming in the ocean or walking on the damp sand. And they'll be like, I just felt so relaxed. And yes, you're on vacation, but you've been grounded the whole time. And the ocean is, you know, all the saline, you know, makes it super conductive. So, you know, that's how those electrons are bouncing around. And so you're connected to ground during that time. Then we go back, we sleep on our beds, we put our rubber soled shoes on, we disconnect from earth. Mm-hmm. And you'll see when you read the research, it's like our bodies were meant to be connected to the earth 24/7. Like we have a rhythm that matches the rhythm of the earth. And when we disconnect, our heart goes through a little tiny arrhythmia. It's like, it's not, it's, you know, you think about us as like ancient people sleeping in caves. Our bodies would have felt uncomfortable if we were hovering over the ground, right? Like we would not, our bodies would have known something was wrong, right?
Yes.
But now we're realizing that it really helps us regulate this daily amount of inflammation. Like we need to have an inflammation response in our body or we would never heal from anything. You know, you get a cut on something, you get a scab for a reason. There's an inflammation response that goes to that site. It damages a bunch of cells outside that to protect that area. And then it goes to work, you know, but we need to bring that inflammation down after that first event has happened. And if you're not consistently connecting to ground and kind of filling up your battery reserves, that ability to fight off any sort of inflammation that starts as something low burning can move around your body. And they're starting to see that in research is like, you can have a surgery years ago, and then suddenly you'll get some hot spot in your shoulder. It's away from the surgical site. But if you had this big pocket of inflammation and you don't have these free electrons that are flowing through when you're grounded, then you get the free radicals that build up through that inflammation response, right? That cell splits, you've got a positive and a negative. And those positives are running around wrecking havoc. All they need is that electron, and then it matches up, and then it's flushed out of the system. Ooh. But when you don't have a continuous amount of electrons, then it will go to a healthy cell. It will split it. It will pull that electron from the healthy cell, use it, but then it creates more damage. And that's where you see inflammation pockets move around. People have surgery, and then suddenly it's like this, that, the other. And if you get grounded, you start just taking that down. Most people feel really good and settled. Like after one night, you're like, wow, I feel really good. Some people have maybe a little bit of a detox because they've been abusing their bodies for a long time, right? And so it might have a little bit of period of time where it's like, I'm a little antsy, I feel uncomfortable, or you just got to hydrate through that, because your body is filling up those battery reserves, and then it can get to all the projects. You know, it's like, we've had this thing, right? You had surgery, and recovering from that, you think about the mass amount of tissue damage, and everything needs to knit back together. And it just takes a really long time, especially if nerves are involved.
Yeah.
This helps, really, really helps support healing, like better than anything that I've experienced. And I keep a healthy lifestyle, but it's incredible.
Yeah. You're the second person I've heard that from recently, that when any of us have gone through something significant, I would imagine it could be even breaking a bone. It's that we think that they're just these isolated incidents, and then, oh, you had the surgery, or you wore the cast, or you took whatever, but our bodies need a lot of support in order to come into alignment again. So what you're saying is making a lot of sense. And I love learning about products like these or any sort of modalities, because I just begin to think of like, oh, they could benefit. They could benefit. They could benefit.
Yeah.
And in reality, we're not all on vacation all the time, nor are we standing on the earth. Unless
it's cold 6 months of the year. We wouldn't have grounded if we stood in our yard 6 months of the year anyway. So
no. Yeah.
We have to supplement it in the cold states.
I love that. Yeah. Cause you and I are both from the northern part of the US. Yeah. And also I feel like with so many practices, it's like we hear them and then we forget. Right. Yeah. So even something like earthing and going into your yard, it's like, okay, and some people make that a practice, and, you know, hugging trees and all the great things.
Yeah.
But I love what you mentioned something about like just our ancient selves and what our bodies used to do. And probably our bodies are not that different from the many thousands of years ago, but we're living so differently. And so aside from disease processes, talk to us about what kind of energy is coming off all the devices we're using and how it can be, the grounding devices can help us because of that too.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, anywhere we're just cloaked, we're cloaked with EMFs, and not all EMFs are bad, right? There's always an electromagnetic frequency coming off of things, but what I start looking at is what is not native. Like, yes, we can have, there's been stuff that we've been exposed to, but what's brand new to our systems that we have not had exposure to, like Wi-Fi. And, you know, I live in the city. I'm exposed to my Wi-Fi, my neighbor's Wi-Fi, my other neighbor's Wi-Fi, the city Wi-Fi. You know, you think like we're cloaked and we don't know what this is going to do to us long-term, but I can tell you it's not like benefiting. It's not going to be like, oh, it turns out it's like vitamin C, everyone. And it was great for us.
Yes.
It's not probably going to be helpful. And so with grounding, it's interesting is that, first of all, the material, our material, we use stainless steel, and it's woven in through the entire fabric. So I've got an example here. So it's not like, it's not stitched into it. Mm-hmm. It's woven. So this is like, it's like a twill. So it feels like a nice dress shirt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you can't really peel apart. You wouldn't be like, oh, here's the stainless steel. There's 22% stainless steel. So it's woven in, you know, completely. Now, the stainless steel will provide protection. So I have small mats that, you know, are like the size of a placemat.
Okay.
And I use that two ways. You could put it on your lap. If you work on a laptop and you put it on your lap, you should always have something in between your body and that device. It's just to be, because
so you can Yeah, you can put that grounding mat, like you can
You
put your
can
computer on top
yep.
of it.
Yep, put your computer on top of it, and then, the grounding mat, even if the grounding mat is unplugged, it will protect your body from anything because of that metal that's in it, right? It's called a Faraday cage, is what it does. So it protects you from that. The other thing is that when you're grounded, you do have a natural protection from EMFs, from it creates that Faraday cage. It's like sitting under a tree. You go through a tunnel and it's got a bunch of rebar in and you can't get a radio signal. That's Faraday cage. It's kind of disrupts that. So in labs where they do a lot of medical device testing, they'll have material like this hung as curtains. Like all the glass will be covered with it to prevent things from coming in. You could build a whole cage. That's how they test equipment, is they build like a copper cage, and that's a Faraday cage.
Very
So
cool. Yeah.
that's an interesting way to do it. I work, so I right now I'm standing on one of my grounding mats. So I have my feet on it, and that's how when I work at a standing desk, I often have my feet on a grounding mat. I don't typically, like I try to do no device in bed, so I don't like typically sit with a laptop, but putting that underneath is good. But it's interesting is if your laptop has a metal case, like mine has a metal case, I won't work grounded on it if I'm touching the metal because it doesn't have a ground cord in the end of it. I'll show you just so people can understand the difference. So that's just a regular two prong, right? That does not have a ground plug in it. That means that on my metal laptop, when that there's a charge that builds up, it doesn't go back through the ground where it should. It will go back through me if I'm connected to ground. So I only work on my laptop unplugged. I work in battery mode, then you don't, it doesn't have, that doesn't happen. But it's only because my laptop in this new version, they took out the ground plug probably to save a few bucks.
And
But
that ground plug, is that usually that third
yeah.
prong with
Yep.
on
And
the
that's the
backside?
only part like that, and that sheds, it just connects to ground. So the cords that I have, they just connect to ground. They have a plug end, but it's plastic. So you can see, right? So that part goes into ground, and the other part does not connect to any power in the in your house at all. So you're not powering up a grounding mat. It's literally just connecting to the electrons in the earth that are through the ground rob in your house's system.
Yeah, that's so interesting what you say about the laptop, because I think that you mentioned something about it when we first met, and I thought, what would happen? Like your computer's gonna like short out, but it's not that. It's that you reabsorb what
And
you
you
don't
actually
need.
can, you can, I can feel it. Some people are not real sensitive to, like they can't tell if they're connected to ground or not. They can't tell if they're, my boyfriend is like that. He doesn't really notice it. I think the quality of his sleep, he notices, but he would be like, I can't really tell. I can't sleep if I'm not grounded now. Like I've noticed it a lot. And so I think if you're sensitive to it, what I noticed was I have a strap that I'll often use. Like I'll tuck it in a waistband while I'm working. And I was connected to this new laptop and I felt like little nips. It was like a little bit of, and it's voltage. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's because they don't have a ground cord. And I was like, people don't know this. It's like, oh, it makes it sleek and cool. And I'm like, at least you've got a safety mechanism,
In that particular one that you were putting in the waistband, did it not even have like a cord to ground it at all? Or was
No,
it free?
it did, but it you become the connection to ground. And that's what, it's an interesting thing is that so in our cord we have a safety resistor. And that's the other thing that I had designed in because if you are connected to ground, you don't want to have any connection to voltage because it goes through you, right? So think about this is where we've all known not to have electrical devices near us when we're in a bathtub, right? It's not just because of the water, it's because typically a bathtub is connected to ground through the metal pipe that go into the earth. So it's great for a soak in the tub if you have a grounded tub, but if you're connected to that electrical current, it goes through you. You can't disconnect from it. So that's actually the hazard. It's not current coming up through the ground back into your house. That's not the risk. That's not how, like, electricity travels through, like, if there's a lightning strike in the area, it dissipates through ground. It doesn't move and then move up into wiring. That's not, people worry about that. That's not a risk. The risk is you connect to something that has stray voltage. And like, you put your hand in a light socket as you're doing it, and you're connected to ground, that becomes bad because it goes right through you. With a resistor in the cord, it's like putting a marble in a garden hose. So the water will still come out, but it's not blasting you. So you have a chance to disconnect from that voltage. That's how the safety mechanism works. Yeah. And it's important to have it in there.
I think it's fascinating. I want to talk about your products, because did you start with the grounding mat as sort of like the product, and then you've moved into grounding sheets as well. You want to talk about that?
So I started with the grounding mats, and we upgraded the fabric. Was the big thing, was finding a completely different fabric, because I wanted to be able to toss it in the regular laundry and not like baby it and then worry that it was breaking, or worry that it, you know, it's like these things are so durable. They should last you for years and years. And so the other products would sell you a device to make sure it was still working. And I was like, it's like an extension cord. Like, you assume your extension cord's still working. I shouldn't have to test it, you know? So we upgraded the fabric, which was a lot. It's like it was global research. There's very little places that produce this material. So I started importing the material, and then we started having it made. So we have all the products are made in USA. The cords are made in USA, and the original grounding sheet, the grounding mat, just went over the bottom portion of your bed or under your shoulders, and you would just wrap it under, you know, tuck it in like a standard grounding mat. And then I added products over the years as people would start using them, and then they'd reach out and ask, you know. And so I have a strap, and this one is, it's like a, you know, it's narrow, but this one's great to wrap around any joints that are sore. And so, like, wrap it around your ankle, wrap it around an elbow, you know, it's really nice as like a real portable solution. When I travel, I'll bring this, and this is how I sleep grounded. So I can just real small and big. And then there's, you know, we've got the mat, and that's the one I talked about that I stand on, or I'll put under my laptop. It also is small, so it travels real well. These are also, if you have pets, this is what I have, these on all of my dog beds. Your animals will find wherever you have a grounding mat, and they will, like, as animals don't lie, they will find it and won't leave. And so I have these on all of my dog beds. And then we started doing fitted sheets about a year ago. Those are amazing. The sheets are, it's a farm in Alabama that grows the cotton, and then they have it made into sheets. We bring the sheets in, and then we have our grounding material hand tailored to the unit. So
I was going to say, you can throw those sheets in the laundry too.
Everything. It's really durable. The fabric is, I had it tested when I was first doing it, and they said the material would last through hundreds of washes, and the stainless steel mesh would still remain. So it's like, it would still work even if you wore off all of the cotton and polyester. It's really durable.
Yeah. I thank you for having so much, you know, just curiosity and integrity with what you're producing too, because I can see you overturned a lot of stones to just get.
There's so much hype in the space, and it makes me crazy. And there's such incredible health benefit. I would say it's the number one thing that I do to support my health. I've been sleeping grounded now for over 4.5 years, and I had surgery this summer, and this was exactly, and I expected it to go well, but it was on my face. And the surgeon said, you know, it was a little bit of skin cancer, they take it off, and then they're reconstructing, and it was a significant reconstruction. And he said, I'm going to do a great job, but he's like, I'm going to look like I beat the crap out of you. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're going to have 6 to 8 weeks, like black eyes, like bruising. And I was expecting that. But I also was like, but I sleep grounded, and I know how much, when you have wounds, how much it helps healing. And he saw me 1 week later, I never had a black eye. And he was like, I can't believe you look as good as you do. And I was like, I know. Like, I still had wound active, but I never got the black eyes. And it healed. I never took pain meds through it. I healed so much faster. You're supporting your body in healing and flushing out that inflammation that gets created. And it's doing it in a more efficient way. So it's not like, okay, I flushed out this initial inflammation. Now, where do we put it in your body? It's actually clearing it out of your system. You know, you support it with hydration and sleep and everything else. And it really then starts to really stack your health benefits. You sleep better, then your body can tend to things better. You know, you deal with this problem. And if you get that resolved, you can start, your body can start healing the bigger issues.
Yeah. Why it's so great, and I would like you to speak to it a little bit, is nothing is by chance, by accident. And the fact that you stumbled upon this, you know, 5 years ago, and then went down the rabbit hole, plus like, okay, the universe is going to give it to you who happens to have this background. Yeah. And you sort of, I don't know, was there any point in your journey that you said, no, I can't take this on because it was getting to be so much?
And honestly, there were so many things that were like, that were so over the top with like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And I was like, everybody else is binging Netflix right now. I'm like redesigning, like doing a provisional patent with like one line drawings. I was like, who does this, Melissa? Like, you're out of your mind. Like, I'm, you know, still working full time and, you know, doing this. But there were things that just lined up that you couldn't ignore. And that was part of it. And one of them was, so I had finally figured out where I could source some of this fabric. It was a huge win for me because I was like, the stuff that's on the market is garbage and I'm going to roll out something. And initially I was just making these for myself and my family and my friends. I was like, I want good stuff. So I found the fabric, I got it. And then I'm like, super, I'm all excited. I'm like, you don't have a sewing machine. Like, I'm like, I haven't sewed. I did like one semester of sewing in high school. You know, it was like a bazillion years. So I post on Facebook because meanwhile, right, the world is closed. Like, you can't go get anything. And so I put on our neighborhood Facebook page. I was like, does anybody have a sewing machine I can borrow? And my neighbor right across the street messages me. And she was like, yes, I just finished up borrowing it from our other neighbor. They said you can keep it. She doesn't want it back. And I was like, what? So she carts it over, like we're social distancing. She's like, brings it over, leaves it in my living room. And when I open it up, it's loaded with the color thread that I needed. And I was like, come on, you know? So we started with like super humble roots just to make a better quality thing. And I made them at the beginning and then found a tailor to start making them. And then, you know, she helped improve things. And now I have a couple of different manufacturing partners that help us. So.
And I, when I was on your website, Well Grounded Home, it, I felt that when I went to go look at it, because I've always been on all these different paths of healing journeys and like what would most benefit me. And I see a lot of products like PEMF mats or infrared blankets, the kind of thing, you know, sauna, or, you know what I'm saying? They're typically very high priced. And so when I went to your site and looked, I thought like, oh, these are very affordable. And is that something that is important to you as well?
To me, it's like you have a water bottle with no water in it. If you're sleeping and you're not sleeping grounded, you know, is I really want everybody to be able to over time replace all their sheets with grounding sheets. Because if you're spending 8 hours in bed, you should be grounded because it's like, oh my gosh, you can provide so much support to your body. So I wanted to deliver a product that was reasonable, that was high quality, keep everything in the United States that we can, just to keep the impact on the earth as low as possible and be high quality. Like, we provide really good support and we're really educated on this. You know, there's a ton of hype out there, and I'm still currently the only US manufacturer of these products, and that it has to change because the demand is so high for this product, and you're starting to see it pop up. And I have said for the last 5 years, I'm like, this is going to get big. People are going to learn about this. They had a study that they did with premature babies, and it showed this like massive benefit when premature babies were grounded because it drops their body voltage. And they gained weight faster. Their stress was less. It was like, I knew that results would be that. But we have 22 medical studies that prove that this, you know, reduces inflammation, improves heart rate variability. If you've got neuropathy, I mean, there's so many things that really benefit, you know, from this. And I said, we can remember a time when people didn't carry water bottles. Like, we drank water when we were thirsty. And then suddenly it was like hydration. And now everybody carries a water bottle and they're optimizing their water and all these things. And grounding is the same thing. It's like you get this benefit if you go put your feet at the edge of a, you know, at the lake, or if you're walking in your backyard, or if you're on a grounding mat.
I'm so excited for you. Just, I'm in awe of how that was just, it came into your world and it's just what we need right now. Like you're saying, it's not the only thing. It's one of many things. And yeah, I think it's going to exponentialize. I see so many things. I think before we recorded today, I was talking about like just the spirituality out there and all of a sudden it's everywhere. And because we have the internet to help us promote and do these podcasts and get the word out, I just think the sky's the limit. But I think you mentioned before we were having a brief conversation about human design and just this idea of our purpose. Why are we here? And the universe kind of made sure that you were going to go down the path that was going to just bring your talents into the world in the way that it was, and you paid attention. I mean, is there, for anyone who's really interested in that message, yeah, anything to say to them about like the listening? Or
I think we spend so much of the first portion of our lives trying to like figure out what everybody else wants and then give them what they want, and then we get the reward, right? Like that's how things are set up. And so, you know, you spend that much time, and I did all of that, you know, I've did, you know, decades of that. And I knew going into this that if it was going to be sustainable, I was going to build this a different way. You know, it was going to be a better product that was going to provide a profound impact to people. We were going to deliver it in a way that was with higher integrity and in a way that's kind, right? I'm not going to beat the crap out of myself to work all hours either. And I don't want the people that work with me, you know, to do that. You know, we don't have shipments that go out on the weekends because our shipping people don't work on the weekends, and that's how it should be. So delivering everything. And then I learned about myself, you know, it was a journey. I did my human design reading right before actually I found earthing. They kind of came in at the same time, and it helped me understand who I am, who my gifts are, particular, like my unique gifts and my unique weird and how awesome it is. You know, it's like we've kept, like we all know we have this unique weird and we're like, I hope nobody really notices. And then you realize like it's like meant to be this like superpower. And getting back to what you said, I have this weird background that it was like all of a sudden it lined up and I'm like, well, look at that. It's like it was planned. You know, you're like, it's like there's something bigger at work. And of course there is, if you align. And the more we can do for ourselves, I think the greatest gift I give myself now in my 50s that I didn't give to myself as a business owner in my 40s is treating myself as the tool also, is like keeping the tool in good shape. You know, what is the best thing for the business some days is Melissa not doing anything in the business, just taking care of herself, right? And before I didn't. So to people that are interested and want to build something more in alignment, you got to know who you are. You just get really know yourself, understand what your gifts are. And then you figure out that value is in you being you, not you being you, but like them. That's not it at all, because you're weird is what we need.
Yeah, I agree. When I was young, I think my sisters will tell you, I always thought weird is good. The idea that our businesses have a conscious too, their own consciousness. And if Melissa needs a rest, maybe well-grounded home does too. So it can kind of cycle through, right? What it needs.
I think about my business differently than I did my first. I had a consulting business, you know, years ago, and I did construction management. So I built shopping centers, and I knew that this business was coming to me. It was so much information came through, and I talked to Val at this time, and I was like, this is not normal. This is not normal. I'm listening, and maybe that's what's not normal, is I'm actually listening, and maybe this has always been there. But I had chunks of information that just dropped in and doors opened that were unreasonable. Like, it was like, how am I don't have any experience. I have experience in commercial construction and electric, but, you know, how am I on the phone with the CEO of this company who's like, you know, does us grounded carpeting. And he's like, I see this huge opportunity. And why is this not in the health market? And I was like, how did I even get on this call? Like, it's amazing when you're in flow, like things open up. And I do a better job now allowing things to come to me. Like, we're so rewarded to hustle and go and get up there at 5 a.m. club. And, you know, and no, I don't wake up to an alarm. I do meditation, I chill out, I take good care of myself, and that's where my good ideas come in. It's not through like pound through the to-do list that you committed to.
No, yeah, it's the magic of the moments. I recently started to keep this like a little journal of those sorts of moments, and they can come through too. Like, let's say you're on the phone with that CEO or whoever, your friend's parent, or I don't even know, but they can say something to you that is literally one sentence. And you're like, okay, that's why I'm on this call. Absolutely. And that, we've been so conditioned to think like, oh, all the ideas have to come through us. No, we're bouncing things off one another in order to, I think, ignite the spark in the next person. So
much of the good comes through other people. It's an indirect, it's like you said, it's an indirect statement, and you walk away and you're like, that's what I needed to hear. And it's not from a profound coach maybe that you hired. It's maybe the clerk at when you're getting groceries and they say something and you're like, you have no idea. You just solved a problem for me. You gave me some insight, you know, but we have to be aware in those moments. And I have noticed in my life, so I practice HeartMath coherence because it's the best tactical way that I've been, and I have the device so I can get feedback. I know I can't trick myself into thinking I'm meditating when I'm not, you know? And you notice those moments when you have coherence in your life. So we are responsible for cleaning up our ecosystem. And then you notice those things, they come to you, you hear that statement. And then I do wonder how many have I missed when I'm all up in my head, I'm not in coherence, I'm not paying attention, I'm stressed out, I'm 20 steps ahead. You know, we're just over committed so often, you know, like we've got to clear that deck. And that's when then these, like, you know, you get the idea. It's not when you're, you know, typically like set the appointment for sit down and create the good idea. It's when you're walking in the woods, you know, something different.
It's an interesting thing too, because if you think about, you know, I think a lot about the unity consciousness and being in kind of coherence or collaboration with one another, like the you and I are not in competition of any sort. Even if I was making the same product, I wouldn't be, because we are different people. We hold different vibrations. We're here to do different things in a sense. Yeah. But I like to take that top-down view too of how that collaboration that we're almost seeing horizontally is also a collaboration we have within ourselves in the vertical plane. And they're kind of both being healed at the same time in a sense. And it's such a beautiful thing because it's happening in real time. And like you're saying, take the responsibility to clean up your ecosystem, whatever that means to you. You'll know what that means to you. Trust yourself. Yeah. And kind of like the best of the best is coming forward. Yeah. So
it's like that good, there's two analogies that like help me kind of ground myself. And one is that voice comes to us and it's often like it's a quiet flute, mm-hmm. right? Like you can hear it in noise if you pay attention, but it's going to get lost if you're not paying attention, you know? And so you got to like learn to like listen for that quiet flute that's playing yeah. like in all the mess of everybody telling you what you should do and your mom's opinion and everybody else's opinion and the conditioning and, you know, you're too old, you're not old enough, just like all the garbage we can like put ourselves through, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like mm-hmm. that quiet flute is playing, you know, mm-hmm. it's always playing. We just have to like clear it so that we can hear it, you know.
It makes me think of the many ways we give ourselves over to another power that be. And I think that it's the constant reminder of like, you know the answer to this, you know the answer. And I've been through that iteration so many times in different parts of my life. Yeah. And it's guidance on the outside, but ultimately we know. Yeah. So
And you can't unknow something. If you know it, like, so in your human design, this is one of the gifts, like me getting to know that, is you learn how you make decisions and how you know your wisdom. And I have sacral authority. So I know in my body, yes or no, right now, if something's right. But it also makes me unable to make promises in the future because I'm very now oriented. And I'm like, that's true. I'm like, I'm a terrible goal setter. And I've beat myself up about that for years. You know, it's like, oh, you're smart, you got to be systematic and measurable. And, you know, and I was like, it doesn't work for me. And when he told me that, I was like, oh my God, it was such a relief. It's like, I just know what's right now. And then I roll the plan out for that because I know that's what's right for me. You know, so I can like disregard all of that in my business planning. They'll like set the goals, do the big annual planning and predict. I'm like, nope, you know, and it's like such relief, you know, that you know, and you can rely on your gifts and get rid of the other stuff. So
it's a good time to be living. And so, you know, you've shared so much goodness and gold. And because we're kind of rounding towards the end of the interview, we're going to give where to find Well-Grounded Home in the show notes and how to purchase and all these kind of things. But is there, speaking of messages coming through, is there a final message that's coming through you, Melissa, that you want to share that seems important for right now?
I think just don't give up on your body. You know, like our bodies want to heal. And oftentimes we just have to find the one thing that it's like really looking for. And so like, even when somebody gives you a diagnosis, it's like, don't accept the prognosis, right? Like always bet on yourself. That would be the thing is like, just keep betting on yourself, keep supporting yourself. And that's always going to guide you in the right direction.
That's perfect. Meaningful to me. I needed to hear that. And I bet a lot of other people did too. So thanks for being with us today. And to the listener, thank you. And we will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.